Glory be to the name of the Lord. We thank God for another beautiful day. We thank God for this day. I will thank God for the wonders of the Lord. We thank God for the 20th day of the month of September, year 2021. It's a glorious day and it's the beginning of a new week. So I decree to the life of people hearing me today that this week shall favor you. This week shall be a week of wonders in your life. This week shall be a week of multiple celebrations. It shall be a week you will dance your dance and sing your song. It's going to be a week of multiple joy. I decree that this week, God will direct you to meet with your destiny helpers. This week shall be a week of your lifting, a week of your promotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, every judgment directed against you shall backfire. Every instrument of darkness against you shall backfire. Those who are rising up against you, your place of work shall be disgraced. Any power that has vowed that you will not move forward shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, you are welcome to this special day. And in case you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Midnight Prayer Meeting. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I know you are going to really be blessed as you listen to this program. We thank God for what God has been doing using this program. We thank God for a lot of testimony that we have received. We thank God because more testimony will be rolling in even from now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, listen to me, beloved. There are prayers I want you to pray quickly right now. And I want you to pray the prayer with aggression. As you are praying this prayer, instantly there shall be release of God's power. There shall be release of God's hand. There shall be release of dimension of God's grace. Now, you are going to experience raw deliverance as you pray this prayer. I want you to shout it very well. Pray this prayer right from your spirit, man. Let the power of God flow through your mouth. I'm going to call the prayer. I will pray the prayer. Personally, you pray it yourself too. And there will be testimony right as we are praying it. Because all these prayers have been anointed by God to bring testimony into your life. Say this one very well. Say, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. There's somebody that needs to pray that one because the oppressor has captured your glory. The oppressor have buried your glory. But when you pray right now, your glory shall be released within 24 hours. And you will see sign that has been released. Because what you have been expecting, all the while will get to your hand within 24 hours. Say, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release the glory of my children from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release the glory of my children from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release the glory of my children from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release the glory of my wife from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus, I release the glory of my wife from the hand of the oppressor. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. I release my glory from the hand of the oppressor. In Jesus' name we pray. Do you know as we are praying that prayer, glory has been released? I want you to pray the second one with power. Say, all my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in the name of Jesus. All my buried virtues receive restoration now in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I refuse to be controlled by any evil power in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be controlled by any evil power in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be controlled by any evil power in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be controlled by any evil power in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every satanic pot cooking the affairs of my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pot cooking the affairs of my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pot cooking the affairs of my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pot cooking the affairs of my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic pot cooking the affairs of my life, scatter In Jesus' name we pray. Some things are happening in that place, and then somebody need to pray very well now. Shout it once. Say, every family Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every family Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every family Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every family Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, die in the name of Jesus. Every family Pharaoh pursuing my destiny, die in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar. Somebody need to pray that prayer very well, because somebody has taken your name to the shrine. But as you are praying now, your name shall be withdrawn immediately. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my name from the captivity of evil altar in Jesus' name. Say, I withdraw my marriage from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my marriage from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my marriage from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my marriage from the captivity of evil altar in Jesus' name we pray. Say, I withdraw my finances from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my finances from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my finances from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my finances from the captivity of evil altar in Jesus' name we pray. The money that has been buried against you has just received resurrection power now. Somebody was giving dirty money in the dream, and right from that time you have not been able to gather together good money in your hand. Right now, the arrow filed against your hand has gone back to the sender, and the Lord shall begin to bless your hand from today. Say this one very well. Say, I withdraw my destiny from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny. I withdraw my destiny from the captivity of evil altar in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, I withdraw my earth from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my earth from the captivity of evil altar in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my earth from the captivity of evil altar in Jesus' name we pray. A few days ago, I started teaching us on the topic titled Pronounce Judgment on Evil Altar. Pronounce judgments against evil altar. Pronounce judgments against evil altar. Look at the Bible says something in Exodus chapter 20, verse 24. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and thou shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offering and thy peace offering, thy sheep and thy oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee and I will bless thee. So you can see the mystery of altars in that place. Do you know that altars is so important in the Bible that it's mentioned over 433 times in the Bible? So when men began to worship God in the Bible, they built altar unto the Lord. You know, they built altar unto the Lord. The first person who built an altar unto the Lord, you will see the first men who worshiped God and who built an altar before the Lord. You will see that man. The man is called Noah. The first thing Noah did was to build an altar unto the Lord when Ark rested. You know, when Ark rested, he built altar unto the Lord. Even when you look at Cain and Abel, these men, you find out that even they presented gifts, they presented offering unto the Lord on altar. So Jacob also built altar. Abraham built altar. Moses built altar, and Gideon at the same time built altar. David also built altar, and the most great altar is the altar of sacrifice. So the word altar is a mystery that you have to understand. It's a spiritual mystery. It has a lot of things that you need to know. You know, altar is a place of slaughter. A place of slaughter to something that is worship. When altar is placed, when altar is erected, There's a place of that something that will be offered there. So altar is so much important. You know, there is a particular spiritual transaction that takes place at altar. Altar is a place of sacrifice. Altar is a place of sacrifice. We need to understand that one. Altar is a place of sacrifice. It's a place of dedication. It's a place where covenant is formed. Anytime a sacrifice is made on evil altar, a blood covenant is formed. Altar is a place of sacrifice. Altar is a place of fellowship, either with good spirit or bad spirit. Altar is a place of slaughter. You know, altar is a spiritual dining table where you offer food to some spirit. So altar is a place of spiritual exchange. Something is being exchanged at evil altar. It's a place of exchange where blood is shed in exchange for something. So altar is a very, very deep thing. Altar is a place of deliberation. It's a place of decision. It's a place of action, whether negative or positive. It's a place of covenant. So we need to understand it, and we need to know why do you see people erecting altar against other people? Because altar is a very, very deep spiritual entity. A lot of things happen at the altar. Many lives are destroyed at the altar. Many lives are stagnated at the altar. Many lives are wounded at the altar. Sickness are programmed into people at the altar. Coffee spirit are programmed into the life of people at the altar of darkness. Evil altar erected against human finances. Many, many altars have been erected against the destiny of people. And immediately there is an altar raised against a person. There are signs you will notice. You will notice that something is going on. You may not be able to understand the cause of this, but by the time you understand what I'm going to tell you now, then you can trace it to evil altar. When an altar has been raised against someone, whether altar of affliction or altar of oppression or altar of altar of spiritual altar of witchcraft attack, you begin to notice that fellow will begin to have some strange attack. You begin to notice backwardness in life. His breakthrough will be amputated at the edge of miracle. There's kind of blockage that will be happening when the miracle is closed. There will be battle in that home. There will be consistent error. That fellow will be suffering from sickness, will be suffering from kind of failure. That fellow will be having disease. There will be repeated problems right in the life of that fellow because the altar has been raised against him. He will be experiencing financial failure. They will be experiencing financial failure. They will be experiencing business failure. It will have a breakthrough closer to him like this. He has seen a breakthrough ahead, but he could not get closer to that breakthrough. What do you need to do? You just need to surrender your life to the Lord and begin to deal with this altar and paralyze the priest at this altar. Don't forget, at every altar, there must be a priest. At every altar, there must be a sacrifice. Therefore, every evil sacrifice that has been offered on any altar against your destiny, against your life, against your home, against your marriage, against your business, may that evil sacrifice backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. Any blood that has been shed on an evil altar against you, that blood shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. You notice that some people sometimes will just say, they wake up and they notice blood at the entrance of their house. Some people will go to their place of business and they will see blood at the entrance of that particular place of business. Some will see blood inside their shop. It is a sign that an altar has been raised. It's a sign that a sacrifice has been offered on that altar. So anytime a sacrifice is made, a blood covenant is formed. It's so that there is an altar that has been raised. That place you have seen that blood must not just be taken jokingly. If you don't deal with it very well, it can result to untimely death of somebody that you know. It can result to abortion. It can result to miscarriage. So when you see that kind of sign, where you see a blood mysteriously, it can be fresh blood, What we need to do is to approach that blood and anoint it with the anointing oil. If you don't have anointing oil, point your finger to it and command the blood of Jesus to be released upon that place. Reading Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. Reading Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. You read also Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. And you read also Numbers chapter 23, verse 23. You read also Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Then you begin to decree against the activity of evil water. You begin to send the arrow back to the sender. You begin to command the fire of God to neutralize what has been done there. Oh, if you have a bottle of oil nearby you, it's very good. You pour it on it and command the arrow to go back to the sender. If you don't have a bottle of oil, you can even get a bottle of water and plead the blood of Jesus into it 21 times and pour it on that very particular place you see the blood and command the evil arrow to go back to the sender. Because that blood you have seen is a bad omen. That blood you have seen at that place is a sign that something has taken place in that place. A sacrifice has been made and something is about to happen in that place. You must not allow it. As a child of God, somebody who has to understand the spiritual warfare, somebody who is not ignorant of the devices of the wicked, you put the oil on it, you put the water on it, or you speak to it, or you speak against it, and it shall be done immediately. Because you are a child of God, you have gotten the power. You exercise the authority in the name of Jesus, and instantly, miracle will begin to happen in your life. And instantly, the arrow shall be fired back to them. What they thought will happen to you will happen in their camp within 24 hours. Beloved, it is time for you to wear the garment of a warrior. It is time for you to become a national warrior. It is time for you to pray with meaning. It is time for you to recover what the enemy has stolen from your hand. It is time for you to take the battle to the gate of the wicked. It is time for you to recover every virtue that has been lost in your life. Wherever you are, begin to confess unto the Lord, Father, I need your touch. Father, I need your touch. Father, I need your touch. I need your touch today. Confess unto the Lord to have mercy upon you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of water ready or a bottle of oil, any of the two. I'm going to pray on them. Father, I thank you for this faith material. I command the content of this oil and this water to be anointed and receive the power of the Holy Ghost. I command them now to be mixed with the blood of Jesus. I increase the blood of Jesus in this oil and in this water 7 billion folds. And the anointing of Holy Ghost I enter there. It shall become an instrument of power, instrument of healing and deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Now drink a little from that content in your hand, whether the oil or the water. And you are going to shout aggressively. As you begin to shout, things shall begin to happen. Say, I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself from the bondage of evil water in the name of Jesus. I release myself. I release myself. I release myself from the bondage of evil water. I release my marriage from the bondage of evil water. I release my marriage. I release my marriage. I release my marriage in the name of Jesus. I release my family from the bondage of evil water. I release my family from the bondage of evil water. I release my family from the bondage of evil water. In Jesus' name, pray. You may need to pray that prayer and spend 10 minutes on that prayer alone. Make sure you do it. You don't need to rush to sleep now. Take 10 minutes to pray that prayer. You are going to notice a lot of changes. The power of God will begin to happen in your life, and the release of God's power shall come upon you. Speak this one very well with the oil still in your mouth as you have swallowed it. Say, I vomit every satanic poison that I have swallowed in the name of Jesus. I vomit every satanic poison that I have swallowed in the name of Jesus. I vomit every satanic poison that I have swallowed in the name of Jesus. I vomit every satanic poison that I've swallowed in the name of Jesus. I vomit every satanic poison that I've swallowed in the dream in the name of Jesus. I vomit every satanic poison that I've swallowed in the dream in the name of Jesus. I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit, I vomit. In Jesus' name, pray. I command every hidden spirit, hidden deposit in your life to get out in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the fire of God locate your stomach and remove every satanic deposit In Jesus' name, pray. Now get the oil and put it on your stomach and lay your hand upon your stomach. Say, Holy Ghost fire, purge my stomach and push out every evil material in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, purge my stomach and push out every evil material in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost fire, purge my stomach, purge my stomach, purge my stomach, push out every evil material in Jesus' name. Anoint your chest and say this one. Say, I cancel every evil demonic dedication in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil demonic dedication in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil demonic dedication in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil demonic dedication in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil demonic dedication in the name of Jesus. I cancel every evil demonic dedication in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. Now anoint your head now and put your hand on your head. Say, I break every evil authority over my life in the name of Jesus. I break every evil authority over my life in the name of Jesus. I break every evil authority over my life in the name of Jesus. I break, I break, I break, I break, I break every evil authority over my life in the name of Jesus. I break every authority over my life in the name of Jesus. I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break, I break every authority over my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody must, there's somebody that is hearing me now. You will need to take your time and pray that prayer, because what happened in your dream is that somebody shaved your head in a dream. Somebody was manipulating your head in a dream. Somebody was combing your head in a dream. Somebody was shaving your head in a dream. Somebody was plaiting that hair in a dream. It is a manipulation of your glory. It's a demonic assignment. You need to pray that prayer that I have just given you now. Pray the prayer very well, please, with your hand on your head, with the oil. Say, I break every evil authority over my life. Pray for about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes, and you will notice a lot of changes happening in your life. Thank you, Father. Can you anoint your hand? I say, oh, my hands, get out of captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh, my hand, get out of the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh, my hand, get out, get out, get out from the captivity of witchcraft in Jesus' name. Command your leg to get out. Anoint your hand. Say, you, my leg, get out of the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. You, my leg, get out of the captivity of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. You, my leg, get out of the captivity of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We pray. There shall be testimony right away from now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command your marriage to be released in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have not married here, I command your marital settlement to manifest right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You that you are looking for the fruit of the womb, I command the evil altar in your village, evil altar in your family house, to release your children in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is doing wonders. Yes, the project in your hand that the enemy have sat upon, right away the enemy shall be unseated, and you complete the project. I pray for that brother, your business will move forward. I pray for that sister, there shall be testimony in your life. The property you want to sell, they are going to pay the money this week in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Raise up your prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are God that answered by fire. Answer this request by fire and glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In case you want to pass information across to me or send your testimony across, send it to my WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Aha. Send it there and it will get to me. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fexter Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akela. God bless.